of Kol Shadarka Limanas, Esh Shadarka Limanas. It's a chumra mid the Rabban. Dovah Shabiminyan has a chashivas and it's loy batal. You have a similar din that a chatich and ruil is gabe is not batal. You have a similar din that Beria is not betela. Balachayim loy betela. Four different things that are not batal mid the Rabban. So Rabbi Hana Wasserman has a comment in the Kovitz Oris. He points out that usually you have called the Tikkun Rabbana Kein Deraisa Tikkun. All the Dinim Rabbana, that pattern after Dinim Deraisa. Really have on the level of Deraisa something that's not Gotham, that this could be possibly be patterned after. So he raises the question, he gives a Psadochic answer on the topic. Rab Soloveitchik, no, you don't hear it there, pointing out. There's a Chavis Das, and you're there, so in the cool feuds of talking here. The quotes are Ran and Yitin, who quotes are Ramban. Ramban has an original idea that Bnei Adam are not bottom men at Torah. Human beings have a chashivas. That's the real Tatich Ruel Iskab. That's the real Baruch Hashem. That a human being doesn't lose his identity in the conglomerate. Tosis seems to hold not so. Tosis commenting on the Mishnah in Sanhedrin around Bei also. The Mishnah talks about Niskolim Shenisarva Bin Israfim. So some of the people, they all deserve an Einish Misa, some deserve a Misa Chamur, some deserve a Misa Kala. So you have to go to Hokel, because you don't know who's who, so you go to Hokel, give everybody the lesser of the two punishments. So Tosfos says, Akasha, why don't you go Basaroy? What do you mean go Basaroy? It means say Bittel Beroy, Bittel Beroy on human beings, say Bittel Beroy. So the Ramban would probably answer that that there is no such thing as Bittel Beroy on human beings, not Torah. In Atari, there's no Bittul Berov. So that's how Rav Soloveitchik taught that all of these dinim that are not bought from the Rabbana, Chatech Ruelus Kabin and Dovah Shabiminya and Beria and Balichaim, all of this is patterned after the din deraisa. There exists such a thing that on the level of deraisa, something has such a chashiv, so it doesn't lose its identity in the conglomerate. This is interesting. The Gemara has the din that Dovah Sheish Lamatirin is Loi Bottle. That's the din in Gemara. So the in Yerideus in Kufyud, the Rambam quotes some Rishonim. The Bir Agra and Simon, this is Simon Kubbeis. Excuse me, Simon Kubbeis is the Simon about the Dov Sheish Matir. So the Bir Agra and Sifkot and Tezayin there points out that there's Emma, and the Bir Agra has it, and Rabbi Kivega has it there. That there's a Tosus and Bava Kam and Dav Samach Tes. And the sugya of Kol Anil Katnizei and Chul Olam Amos Halolu, the guy's being paid the Netter Revai. So Tosis is bothered with Akasha. He's paid the Netter Revai now, but more is going to grow. So the rest is going to grow 5 minutes, an hour or a day after he's paid the. So that's can never, that never had any pidya. So that's not going to be bottled. Right. That's not going to be bottled Mashishin, because Netter Revai, the Doshesh Matir. You can't be paid the stuff that didn't grow yet. It's a Dovish Lo Boli Olam. So what's going to be with that? So Tosis says, you pay it whatever you can be paid it. The Gemara there talks about, the Gemara quotes a Mishnah from Masechas Maaseh Sheni, that the fellow has Netter Revai, and he's afraid that Ganovim are going to steal it, and they're going to eat it. So he wants to be a goody-goody. So he's paid the Netter Revai to save the Ganovim from violating these. So the other Tanaim say, how the tale of Rosh HaVayom is, what we mufif to save the Ganovim? He's a Ganav, he's not allowed to steal my pears. He's stealing my pears. Let him burn again. Let him eat the Netter Revai Chutzli Yerushalayim. It's not my responsibility. And the other Tanaim saw the other Tanaim said that Tznui, the Chassid and Anshei Maisi used to go out of their way to pay the Netter Revai so that if the Ganav would eat it, the Chutzli Yerushalayim, there shouldn't be a violation of it. So Tosi asked the Kasha, they don't know when the Ganav are going to come and steal it. They paid the Netter Revai today. And they think someone may decide to come and steal it. When it's already ripe enough, that it's if it's not ripe enough, so the Ganavim are not going to steal it, not going to get riper if they're going to take it off, has to grow on the tree a certain amount of time. So if they already grew to the extent that the Ganavim may be interested in eating it now and stealing it, so then the Hasidim used to, the Tznoim used to be paided. So Tai says, but the Ganavim may not come until next week. Next week more is going to grow. So what are they going to do about the more that's going to grow? And whatever paided that. So Tosis answers, whatever they can be paid, they're paid. They're trying to save the Ganavim within reason. So there, man, that Tosis Kasha on the side of the Gemara, the Av Samach Tes, they write, look in the Shittim Kubetz, and they give a different answer. So that's what the Rambam points out. There's a Machlekes HaRishonim over here. Shetim Kut Betzes gives an answer that's quoted both in Hilchos Yontef and Orech Chaim, and it's in the Kut Beis in Dov Sheish L'Matirin. When he said Dov Sheish L'Matirin is not Bottle, that's if you have a Beitush in Ode Yontef, and then Awe Tzasa, and then it gets mixed in with Taruz with others, and then you say Dov Sheish L'Matirin is not Bottle. But if here, I have a big fruit, and the whole thing is a netter of I was part of the whole thing. Then by the time the Ganofim will come next week, the fruit will grow a little bit more. So since most of the fruit is beheta, whatever grows a little bit more is gadol be it's bobel loyal and the tarubis. So then you say this the shitim kovetzis holds that despite the fact that it's a double seishal matirin, it will be bottle over here because it's bottle loyal and the tarubis. What's the svar over here? The Tosfos holds that it doesn't make a difference. Tosfos says bother with the kasha. And you give that answer, Tosfos holds it doesn't make a difference. And the Ramah, both in Hilchos Yontef and in Yoredei, in Hilchos Dov Sheish Matirin, quotes this distinction that if something is if something was aser, and then it falls into a taruvis, so then the Dov Sheish Matirin cannot become bottled. But if, when it was bol oilam, when it became aser, it was already bol oilam a taruvis. Then we say it is bottled. What's this for the chalak? Now, so Leitchik thought that the pshat is like this: that Tarubis, if you have a rive against the miyut, so it can accomplish one of two things. If the thing is already osa, so then it could be mata di yisa. Isa nepach li yisheta. It's mata di yisa. If it's bolo elam tarubis, so the fact that it's the tarubis prevents the yisa from setting in. So he said, Dovish leish matirin, we're not mekel, we don't allow you to say isa nepach li yisheta. You don't say bitl beroi. But it was bolo elam tarubis, so then the tarubis prevents it from coming l'day yisa. So that you make a leaven, that's not a kula. That prevents it from becoming so. It's not that it was us and you're matir. You're not allowed to be matir, you're not allowed to be mekel on Dov Sheish Matir. But that's not considered being matir with Dov Sheish Matir. So Rabbi Kiveger, Simit Tazayin is the Simit Bad Osir Es Benov. So the Habadin, let's say a Shecht Behema. So I'm not allowed to Shecht Osir Es Benov via Mecha. And then the mother of the, or the blood of this animal that I Shechted, I know which it is, it has a tag on the neck. Then someone pulls off the tag and the animal gets mixed up with the other five animals and I can't identify which animal is which. So would you say Bittul Berot? It says in the other day, you can't say Bittul Berot because Balechan Chashivi will love the tail. So if Kidege quotes the Machlek is Achrayim, and what if before I shechted the animal, I already lost track who the mother is. I have a big herd. And originally I knew this is the mother and this is the vlad. And then all the tags fell off and I don't know who the mother is. So I shech the vlad, and the mother is somewhere here, mixed in with another 20 behemoths. So would you say, so osves benaz adol sheish matir? Why should I shech the other animal today? Wait till tomorrow. Be hatagam. I should tachlan of this, tachlan of that. Wait till tomorrow. So that's if I shech the behemoth, and I have an osves beno, and then it gets runs in and gets mixed in with others. So that's a din balechan chashibi. Like the tali, it doesn't become bottle. Here is Bal Oilam, the Isser is Bal Oilam at Tarulis. At the time that I shechted the Vlad, the mother is already Bitarulis. The time I shechted, I don't know which one is the mother, I already lost track. So he quotes a Machlok HaSachrayim, where he should say Bal Oilam at Tarulis should be Mutter. So Rav Soloveitchik explained why it should not be the same. He said, by Dov Sheish Matirin, it's, let's say, unless it's a Beitza, and it's a Dov Sheish Minyan. So sometimes he sells it the. You sell it by the units. You don't sell it by the weight. Let's say it's not a beitza. Let's say it's a Dov Sheish Matirin. Let's say the netter revai. I have a big fruit. And then I was paid the fruit as it is now. And then a little more fruit grows till the ganov and come next week. I was paid the fruit as it stands now. And then a little bit more grows. So when you have a Dov Sheish Matirin, there is a taruvus over here. This part of the fruit is nisar with the rest of the part of the fruit. When you have these four things, the five, Bnei Adam, Hashivi, V'loi B'teili, according to the Rambam and Ator, and you have Balachan Hashivi, and Beria Hashivi, Chpichu and Lizkabe, Dovish and Minyan, these things are considered as if they're not B'tarubis. This is considered as if it's B'yen, because it doesn't, it never loses its identity in the conglomerate. It doesn't become Batalag of the rest. Hashenikin, Dovish and Shmatirin, it's not a Dov Choshev by mid bifnei atzmo. It's a different reason why. It's a tachlan of isa, tachlan of ata. It's not right. Bittul b'roiv is an emergency measure. Just like you're not allowed to aim about the nisa l'chatchila, The Dovish Yeshma Taimin is also like that. In fact, the Netziv suggests that that's the Netziv in his commentary on the Shiltas. He thinks that that's the pshat. Why is Dovish Yeshma Taimin like Batul? Rashi said, Asher Tachlana Bisa, Tachlana Deheta. What does that mean? So he says, just like you're not allowed to mix in Anisim into Heter, ain't about Anisim Lachatchila. That's in Yerbidea, that's in Machlokes, whether that's Anisim Derais or Anisim Derabon. They quote, the Rishonim quote, the Ravid holds that Eim Avat Anisim Lachatchil is Anisim Derais, and most of the Rishonim assume that Eim Avat Anisim Lachatchil is only Derabon, it's not a Din Derais. So just like there's a Din of Eim Avat Anisim Lachatchil, so let's say there's a product that they sell in the stores, it doesn't have a Hashgacha, but like Rabbi Abadi says, you don't need the whole OU. We can investigate what the ingredients are. We know that you have shishim against it, so it's bottle of the shishim. Why do you need an OU that tells you that there's no tarubis at all? They won't give a heksher. None of the kashrus organizations will give a heksher if it has an issa, that's bottle of the shishim. You insist all the product, all the ingredients have to be kosher. So Rabbi Abadi says, why? It's bottle of the shishim. What's wrong? A person doesn't want to eat food that's bottle of the shishim. He says that it's apikursus. He says in Yerudea it's apikursus. So the Netziv explains, if in the store they sell two different products, the same product, one of them has an Issa that failed in and it was bottled B'shishim, the other one doesn't have any Issa at all. And my choosing to eat this one is a violation of Eim Avat Anisim L'Chatchila, because Bittul is only Chal when it's relevant. Let's say, there's a Din Eim Avat Anisim L'Chatchila. So let's say I have a dog and I feed the dog meat. So I have to buy kosher meat for the dog. The dog is not Jewish. I feed the dog with all different traitors also. So let's say I have nevelos, I have dog food, non-kosher nevelos. Then have some leftover food, some leftover flesh that nobody wants to eat. It's already a little old, no one wants to eat it. So I'm going to put it all on the same plate and give it to the dog. We're going to have two pieces of traitor meat. Two pieces of kosher meat and one piece of treif meat. And if you ask me now, I won't remember which were the two pieces of kosher meat, which is the one piece of nevela meat that I bought specially for the dog. So you're going to say, you're not allowed to feed the dog kosher and treif meat together. If the roiv is going to be kosher and the meat is going to be treif, because you violated Eim Avat Anisim L'Chatchila. That's not you have to always serve the dog separate. When I want to serve the dog kosher, I have to give, all has to be kosher. And I give treif. I'm allowed to give, let's say, if two will be treif and one will be kosher, that won't be a problem. But I'm going to give the dog three pieces of meat. The dog going to be kosher, one's going to be treif. And I won't remember which is which. I'll be in violation of Eim Avat Anisim L'Chatchila. So the poskim say that that's not a violation. For the dog, for me feeding my dog, it's not relevant. I don't need bittul b'roiv to feed the dog. I can give the dog non-kosher meat also. So when I put on the plate the food for the dog, I give him two pieces of meat that are kosher, one piece of meat that's treif. I'm not in violation of Eim Avat Anisim L'Chatchila. The only time you violated it, if it's Eim L'Achilas Yehudi, it's Eim L'Achilas HaKelev, so I'm not interested in being the Bab. So Kol Zman that they have their product in the store, and the treif is his bottle b'shishim, I don't buy it, so it's not bottle. It's irrelevant. You need ideas at tarubis. The only time it says in the Yeridei, that's a din deraisa. The only time an isur is bottle b'roiv, a bottle b'shishim, whatever it is when it becomes relevant, when it's ideas at tarubis. So Kozman is in the store, what ideas at tarubis? The whole issue is irrelevant. I'm not interested in eating it. And it says, when I make the decision to buy that food, and I'm going to eat it, then I'm in violation. It already has the issa in the sarabo, but it wasn't as bad. It's like feeding the dog the three pieces, two kosher pieces, one nebela piece. It's not relevant. The bittul is not relevant because it's not just sitting in this store. When I buy it and I plan to eat it, then it becomes relevant, the fact that I have shishim against the issa. So my decision to buy it is the violation of Eim Avat Anisim L'Chatchila. So that's what he suggests. Is the pshat and argemar when you have a davish eshamatirin beitzah shenol v'yantav got mixed in with other beitzah? So I didn't mix it in on purpose. It got mixed in by itself. If I don't eat it, so the whole issue of bittul is irrelevant. My decision to eat it today, I have enough food to eat today. So why did I decide to eat this? I have a ton of food in the house. My decision to eat this is the violation of Eim Avat Anisim L'Chatchila, because the bittul is only chal when it's relevant. Because when the bittul is not relevant, it's not chal. So if I wouldn't eat it today, it wouldn't be bottled. my decision, my choice to eat it today is the violation of Eim Lamatan Isilachatkin. So he, the Netziv, that's the sefer that he wrote when he was a teenager. His commentary on the ship. Maybe in older age he changed his mind. There's a tshuva that sefer Taras Chesed. Taras Chesed was the Rav in Lublin, and then when he retired, the style used to be all the Rabbanim in Europe, and they would retire, they would go to Yerushalayim, and they would join the Eirach Haredes. So they had a lot of Moira Haroi there, they had a lot of big posts. So he published the two volumes. He has Chelek Arachayim and Chelek Ebenezer. He's the one that has the two tshuvas about abortions. His matter abortion, the old Tzitzah of Zohyezer, is based on his two tshuvas about abortions. So in Chelek Arachayim, he has a lot of his Shabbos HaGadol and Shabbos Shuvah Tulpulim. It's the good Tulpulim and Abok. It's very good. It's a fantastic book. He quotes a lot. So he has a whole siman where he's showing that there's a significant minority opinion who holds like this. He didn't really pass like this, but there is such a significant minority opinion that they sell two similar products in the store. One of them has an Iser, but you have Shishim against it. One of them doesn't have an Iser at all. My choice to buy the one that has the Iser, that's Batul, is a violation of Eim Lamatan Iser L'Chatchila. That's what the Netziv is pushing for. Rabbi Abadi doesn't think so. Yeah, we Halacha L'Maaseh, we don't think so either. We don't pass like that. But there is such a significant minority opinion. So getting back again, there are different things that are not Batul. So some of them, let's say Dovshin and Minichatichlu in Iskabel Balechayim and Berian Bnei Adam are not Batul, we consider it as if it stands out, as if it doesn't lose its identity in the conglomerate. We consider it as if it's not Betarubis, as if everything is Ermid Bifnei Atzmah. Dovshin Eishn Matirin is a Tarubis. We're not talking Chatichlu and Iskabel, we're talking Lach Balach or something, let's say. Dovshin Eishn Matirin. The halacha says, "Asher techlana b'isa, techlana b'heter," means why choose to eat it today? Wait till tomorrow. Why choose to eat it? Chutz l'Yerushalayim, bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it. Be paid for Yerushalayim. There's a way out. Your decision to eat it the way it is, that's what the Netziv says. That's your violation of Eim Avat Anisim L'Chatchil. So there's really a difference between the two. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik explained, that opinion that Rabbi Kedega quoted. He thought that that was more correct. That if I shech the vlad, and I at the time I shech the vlad, I already lost track who the mother is. The mother is over here somewhere, mixed in with another 20 behemoths. So Rav Soloveitchik thought it makes more sense to say over there that you can say that in this case the Dovash Eish Matirin is Bolo and the Matarubah, so therefore it will be Boko. He said, but Balechayim, Balechayim, there is no Tarubis. Balechayim, Chatich, where there's Kabe, Dovash Eish, all of these, there is no Tarubis. And neither din of Tarubis applies. Neither the din that when an Iser gets mixed in with Tarubis, it becomes bottle. The Iser in that bottle is happening. Nor the other din of Tarubis, as Tarubis prevents the Iser from setting in. It's by Dovash Eish, it's not a Tarubis. By Dovash Eish Matirin, that's where the Shidim Kubetz is set in Bobakam Adav Samachdes. Dovash Eish Matirin is not a Dovash Eish Matirin, but it's a different reason why it's not bottle. Rashi explained, Asher Techlein Elisa, Techlein of Eheter, and then it's even saying, because in a certain sense, it's a violation of the Eim of Atan Isa L'Chatchil. So there you say there is a Tarubis, the only thing is that you're not permitted to apply Bittin. The Bir Hagro points this out. The Sima Kufu, there's a long, long Bir Hagro, unusually long.
Is it considered
the Varshi Yishon Matirin? Is what considered?
Is
it considered a Revai? That the Rav is like Maisen Shenah. It's considered that. Gemara says in Hazav that Maisen Shenah chutz li Yerushalayim is Dov Sheish Matirin because he can bring it to Yerushalayim. That the Revai also, he can bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it. So it's not Batul chutz li Yerushalayim, yeah.
Also, is there any relevant bodies, besides for the seed, is there any reason why we're not Matirin products like that?
That's the reason why, because a bittul berayv is an emergency cooler, only to be used in an emergency. But if you have a simple solution, wait till after the Shabbat, wait till after the Yom Kippur is over, so there is no emergency. So then your choice, your decision to eat it today, is in a certain sense a violation of Eim Avat Anisa L'Chatchila.
But Rabbi said that
Right, the Taras Chesed quotes a minority opinion. He quotes a few Achronim like that. We really don't hold like that. But by Dov Shesh Matir, we do.
I'm not considered being the Bafel issue when I go to the store and I buy the product?
Yeah, we assume that since all the Jews know that it has a non-kosher ingredient, there really is Idiyas HaTarus. It was very relevant for the Jewish community when they put it on the market. Let's say a Goyish company has a product that has anisa mixed in, and they didn't send it to the stores yet. So one could argue the point that it's not yet the Idiyas HaTarus. But once they send it out to the stores, and it's open to the public to buy it, and the Jews know that it has a non-kosher ingredient, so that's already Idiyas HaTarus. So once it's Idiyas HaTarus, then you say it is Boker. Then you say that is called Idiyas HaTarus. That's a cloud, that's in your idea. Bittul Beroiv only occurs after Idiyas HaTarus. That the Mokr is in a Tosefta. Before Noida HaTarus, it's not Bittul. Bittul is only Chal when it's relevant. Before Idiyas HaTarus, the whole tissue of Bittul is not relevant. So we assume that even though it doesn't belong to me yet, but since it's up for sale in the store, it's already called Yedeas HaTarubis. All the Jews know that this product is available. We can buy it if we want. All Jews know that it has a non-kosher ingredient, which is Bottle Bishishim. So it already was this bottle even before I buy it. These are going to want to say, when you buy it and you plan to eat it, that's when it becomes bottle. When it's still in the store, it's not relevant yet, so it's not bottle yet. So only when you buy it and you decide to eat it, then you're in violation of any of Atanisim. So Mikra, then we hold that, so we hold it's already a Deus HaTarubis, once it's available for sale in the stores.
So why can't they buy it?
According to most Achranim, you may buy it. Most Achranim hold that you may buy it. But by Dov Shesh Matirin, we hold for that cloth. You should wait till after your fingers. So there's...
So why doesn't the OU give us stuff on it?
No, Ashgacha means that it has no non-kosher ingredients. That's what Ashgacha means. Yeah. That's not a Ashgacha. Like somebody said that there's a Nesivus who explains the problematic Rambam in Hilchos Mechiras by Mekach Toes. Rambam says, if I bought meat in the butcher shop, and then I ate it, it was delicious. Everything tasted delicious. Then we found out that by mistake it was Nevela. So I get all of my money back. Even I can't return the item. If you give it back, you get the money back. I ate it and everybody enjoyed it. But since it was Macholos HaSiris, it was Mekach Toys, so you get your money back even though you ate it already. But the Rambam says, if it's only Macholos HaSiris, the Rabbanon, so then it depends. If you didn't eat it yet, you find out now it's great. You give it back and you get a refund. If you ate it already, then you don't get a refund. So why is there a difference? Because it's Macholos HaSiris, the Rice, Macholos HaSiris, the Rabbanon. So the Nesivus on Chosh Mishpam, Hilchos Mekach Toys, interprets the Rama, a famous comment that the Nesivus has. So he says that Anissa deraisa is Anissa Chefza. Anissa Chefza is the wrong thing. Like I ordered 10 pounds of potatoes and he sends me 10 pounds of onions. So it's the wrong min. So the same thing, Anissa deraisa, I ordered so many pounds, 10 pounds of kosher meat. He gives me 10 pounds of non-kosher meat. So even I can't return it. I ate it already. But it's a mistake, and it's the wrong item. He gave me the wrong item, absolutely, in that kashrus. But Anissa de Rabban is only Anissa Gavra, it's not Anissa Chefza. You don't really say that he gave me the wrong item. He gave me 10 pounds of potatoes instead of 10 pounds of onion. He gave me the right item, but I can't use it. I'm not allowed to eat it because of the trade. But if I ate it already, I don't need any kapara. That's what the Nesivus thinks. That Anissa de Rabban, that you violated Bishoygeik, you don't have to do tshuva, because it's only an Issa Gavra, it's not an Issa Chefza. So therefore, there's no Avera, and since you can't return it, so you don't get your money back. Because there was no Hepsid on it. That's a famous comment that the Nesivus has. So some said, the Rabbanim should give a Hechsher on non-kosher food that's only treif mid the Rabbanim. But tell the public they're allowed to eat it, because whatever, it'll be an Avera b'shoigig. Only be an Aver B'Shogig, the people won't know. An Aver, Macholos Asur is the Rabbanon, if you don't know, so there's no Aver. Let's say, Aviva Hashgacha, the discussion started like this. There are bakeries in New York where the religious people run the bakery, and they're only mafresh challah from challahs. They're not mafresh challah from bread. They think challah is only on challah. Others are a little more intelligent, so they think you only have mafresh challah on challah and bread, but not on cake and cookies. And the simple reading in the Shulchan Aruch is not so. The simple reading in the Mishnah is But there is an obligation to be mafresh chal on cake and cookies as well. So some of the rabbanim say, it's not so bad, what's the problem? Chalas chutzlars is only the rabbanon, and the nesiva says, if you do an isa, the rabbanon b'shoigeg, you don't have to do tshuva, there's nothing wrong. So you can give a hechsher on a bakery, see everything is kosher, even though you know you're the rabbi machshi, even though you know that they're not mafresh chala, the worst it's going to be is going to be an isa, the rabbanon, so an isa, the rabbanon b'shoigeg is not there, so there's nothing wrong. So that's scandalous. What do you mean? If the customers would know that that's what the hashgach is based on. They sell me non-kosher food, but whatever I don't know doesn't hurt me. It's only the rabbanon, so that's scandalous. So when the yo-yo gives a hechsher, they know that the customers wouldn't want to hear that it has a nisa that became bakum bishish. Customers want to know that everything, all the ingredients are kosher. So that's why when any kosher organization that gives a hechsher, doesn't mean that the isurim that are within it are bakum bishish. It means it has no isur.
I don't think you're thinking
mutter,
right? You're just saying you don't
have to be a part. If one did an avera b'shoigeg, the rabban doesn't have to do tshuva. So the Rav HaMachshir will give, that was a suggestion, the Rav HaMachshir should give a hashgacha
and
a bakery.
Like comparable to this case where we're talking about where something's already bakal hashishim and it's actually mutter? Is that really comparable?
Similar. There's no avera? Yeah, there's no avera. So getting back again, so the Tosis here, Acheres Macheres, Tosis refers you to a Gemara in Zvachim. The Gemara talks about Shtei Tarubis. The Gemara says that you have a Chaticha Haruim Iskaber, but it's not Bottle. Well, the case in the Gemara happens to be talking about a Tabah Shal Avodah Zorah, a ring. Let's say you have an idol that people worship, and Avodah Zorah, there are four things that are also the actual Avodah Zorah itself, the Noye Avodah Zorah, the rings or the necklaces that the Avodah Zorah is dressed up with, the Mishamshi Avodah Zorah, the knife that you use to shech karbonos for the Avodah Zorah, the frying pan that you burn incense on, or the candles that you use in the menorah, the Mishamshi Avodah Zorah, the menorah, and Tikrubis Avodah Zorah. Those are the four things that are rasa by Avodah Zorah. So let's say you have Tabal Shal Avodah Zorah. Tabal Shal Avodah Zorah is Noye Avodah Zorah, so it's also Bano. So the Gemara says, the Bashal Avodah Zorah, they get mixed in with another 10 tabot. It should be a yavish b'yavish, maybe a mina. It should be bottled derived. If you have two rings that are mutabano, one ring that's asmana, should have been bottled derived chad betray. You don't need shishim. There's no issue of tanki yikir. It should be bottled chad betray. So the Gemara says, Tabashal Avodah Zorah is not bottled. But if, let's say, one Tabashal Avodah Zorah got mixed in with 10 tabots of heaven, and then, accidentally, one of the 11, now you have 11. One fell into 10, now you have 11. And one of the 11 fell into another tarubis of another 10. So then you have 11 here. So the Gemara says, if you have shtei tabos, if you have shtei tarubis, then the Gemara calls that a sveksveke. What's the sveksveke? So if rather the tabas that fell from the tarubis of Rishana into the tarubis of Shnia, was that the tabas that was also in the first place? Was that the tabas of Avodah Zorah? And even if it was, maybe the tabas that I'm using now from the 11 in the Sefer Tarus, maybe the tabas that I'm using now is not the tabas shalis. Strictly speaking, we say in Yeruday that that's not really called the svek svek. It's all mishem mechot. There's only one suffix. Is this the tabas or asura? Or is this a tabas hamuteret? So we would say that's not called the svek svek. The Gemara calls it a svek svek. So the Rashba wrote a Torah Sabayis, the whole Yeruday Chelgal was all based on that. Rajbo's Torah Sabayis. In the Torah Sabayis, it quotes the Riyazak and Balatais, which makes that distinction. That there are two Gemaras that talk about Svek Sveka. One Gemaras in Ksubas Daf Tes. That's a real Svek Sveka. Safik Tachtov, Safik Gena Tachtov, Imtik Salami Tachtov, Safik Bereni, Safik Bereni. That's a real Svek Sveka. But the Tabas story about the Shtei Tarugas, Acheres Bacheres, but Tais is the whole topic here. This is not really a Svek Sveka. It's all Shem Echot. It's a different halacha that the chumra midrabbanan that the tabas shel Avodah Zorah is not potla chatich leiniskabe is not potla beria lebetela was only instituted on the tarubas harishayna tarubas hashnei they never introduced such a chumra. So they're really two different sugyas of svek svek. They really have nothing to do with each other. It's a different part. We're talking about a chumra midrabbanan that something is not potla. So we only made that chumre in the first tarubis, we know it's itla yisur. I know for sure that there's a tabas al-sur mixed in here. But once one falls for the first time of the Sintele Karuvus Ashniya, it's no longer Avada Yikri, so you're not sure that there's any Yisra here in the first place, and then the Chumr with the Rabbanim, that it's not Papal, doesn't apply.
Could it be that though, even though it's GMS, but by two tarovos, still each time you still like each, it is like it's more of a, you know, unlikely possibility by the time you get to the second tarovos that it's the actual avodah zarah. But like by you know, by just suffix and it's GMS, maybe there it's not. It's not
okay. Maybe other rishonim disagree. Okay, but that's what the Torah Sabbath quotes, the Riyazot and Balakazis, that they're really two different sugyas. But that doesn't really mean specs that. So the Shach and Yoredeya points out that there's a contradiction in the Rambam. If the Rambam says by Tabash and Avodah Zarah, a ring from the Avodah Zarah falls into 10, and then accidentally one of the 11 falls into another 10, so then, when you have Tarul Shniya, it's already Mutter. You can take any ring you want Mutter. Like Hatich Ruy Liskabed, or Dovish of Dominion, Chavile, what is it here? Chavile Tilton. All the six things that are not bottled over here. It goes a Perech, Rimani Baden, Chavi Yastums, all of these things. There, the Rambam says you need Sholish Tarulis. Not enough Shtei Tarulis. But the Shach looks on that Stira. How come by Tabashala with Zohar, the Rambam says it's enough? If you have shtei tarubis, and by these things, the chatech with his cup, davish of minyan, he writes that you need shalosh tarubis. So he gives his teretz, so balabatusha teretz. So the Bira Gro has a long, long Bira Gro, 100 lines, maybe it's more than 100 lines long. So at the end, he finally gives you the punchline, he explains that he solves a lot of problems. Nobody ever left silly answer, I'm so allergic. He said what the Bira Gro says. He said the Bira Gro says that they're two different deals. The Bira Gro points out, why is it Tabal Shel Avodah Zarah not Bokeh? So he points out there's a Machlokes, Tosfos in the Rambam. So Tosfos on the Daf, he asks, why is Tabal Shel Avodah Zarah B'Mashe? Why isn't it Bokeh? So Tosfos says, because they don't sell, when you go to the jewelry store, they don't sell a pound of rings. They sell you one ring at a time. You may want to buy 100 rings. The 100 girlfriends, you want to buy 100 rings. But you pay for each one independently. They sell each ring separately. That's a davish of the minyan. So that's a regular din davish of the minyan like bottle. The Rambam doesn't say like that. The Rambam says that Bashal of Abedazar is like bottle because of the chumra of Abedazar. And he quotes the pasuk that says, with respect to Irani Dachas, all the property of the Irani Dachas is treated as if it's Shel Abedazar. So the pasuk says, V'layibdak liyotchem u'me menacher. You're not allowed to get Hanoah from anything from the Irani Dachas. And that love goes on Nena from anything Shel Avodah Zarah. Dovah Shel Avodah Zarah is a love. So the Mishneh Masechah Shabbos is medayik from the word Me'umah. What's the shear? That you're not allowed to have Avodah Zarah in your home. What's the shear? Kazayas, Gebeitza, Shavuot. So the Mishneh says Kolshu, because it says Me'umah. So that Alpi Pashtis, the Mishneh Masechah Shabbos talks about Hoitzah and Shabbos. You only violate Hoitzah if you carry a shear Hashibis. If it's Michael Adam, it has to be such a shear. Michael Deime, if it's ink, Hamachinti, you have to carry it. If it's wood, and if it's metal, and if it's plastic, each item, the Mishnahs go on and on and on and on. You have a whole parak about how much volume do you have to have in order to violate the Yisra Hoitzah. Then the Mishnah says, what if Abba Nabedizor in my house, and I see it's there, and I throw it into the garbage? My house is in Vishusayach, and the garden is in the middle of Vishusarabim. So I just did Hoitzah. So we pass, and it's a Melacha Shein Tzvicha L'Gufa. You're throwing it out of your house, it's Melacha Shein Tzvicha L'Gufa. You're not Chayiv Chafetz, you're not Chayiv Mitzvah. But according to the Tana, the Melacha Shein Tzvicha L'Gufa, throwing out the garbage, is Melacha Shein Tzvicha L'Gufa, is Chayiv, so Amish, you have to throw out. But the Mishnah says Kolshu, because the Pasuk says Me'um, Liyadcha Me'um Menachim. So the word Kolshu has two connotations. Kolshu means a teeny weeny little piece of something. That's a kolshu, insignificant volume, has no minimum size. And kolshu means that they have shishim against it. That's called they have roiv against it. Even though it's bottom roiv, it's kolshu. So the Rama quotes that pasuk that tabashala v'rizor is not bottle, is not like Tosis said, because it's a davish of the minyan. Because you sell the rings separately. They don't sell a pound of rings, they sell it by the unit. The Rambam says because of Chumrah d'Avodah Zarah. That's what some Achronim learn in the Rambam, that it's a din d'oraisa. It's Abash of Avodah Zarah is not called. Moshe Pshat, he probably didn't mean to say that is d'oraisa. And the Mishnah in Masechet Shabbos around Daf Tzadikei, whatever the Mishnah is, that guy throwing the Avodah Zarah out into the garbage. In the Mishnah, Me'uma, that's Taka the Shir d'oraisa, is Me'uma, Kol Shehu. But in this Rambam, most of the Achronim, I think, assume that the Avodah Zarah has been Mashu, because it says Me'uma, that Asmachtim with the Rabbon. It does mean that it's been Atar. So the Bi'ur HaGro explains, the Stira wasn't the Rambam. How come by here, it goes that Perech Rimoidin Badon is not Bottle with the Rabbon, Adovash of Dominion, so you have to have Sholosh Tarumas. How come over there he says Sholosh Tarumas, and by Avodah Zarah he says that it's enough two Tarumas? So the Bi'ur HaGro says, the two different things, just like Rav Soloveitchik explained on the Rebbe Kivega, if the Yisur is Bala Oil and the Tarubis, so Rebbe Kivega quoted Achronim who distinguished between Dov Sheish L'Matirin. There you say, if it's Bala Oil and the Tarubis, it's Bala. Because it is in the Tarubis, it's not Nikir, it's not a Dov Raimed Bifnei Atzma, it is the Tarubis, so the Tarubis prevents the Yisur from setting in. Hashenikin, if you have a Oisavez Beno, is Noilad B'Tarubis, Hashech Devlad, at the time Hashech Devlad, I already don't know who the mother is. So some Achronim thought, since the Yisur is Balor and B'Tarubis, so even Balei Chaim are B'Talim. Rabbi Kivega quotes others disagree. So Rav Soloveitchik explained, why should they disagree? Because by Balei Chaim, Chashiv and Yulei B'Talim means that there is no Tarubis, Midirabana. So Dabba Choshev Amid B'Fnei Atzmai is not considered B'Tarubis. And neither did have Tarubis applies. Neither the din that an Issa that becomes bottled, the Sarah of Taruvis loses the Issa. Issa Nepech loses that. Nor the other din that Taruvis prevents the Issa from setting in. By Balei Chaim, there is no Taruvis. So you can't even apply that din by the Osvez Benoi. Since it's Bala Olam, it's not Bala Olam Taruvis. There is no Taruvis. Balei Chaim Chashib and Vilas Taruvis means there's no Taruvis. Only by Dov Sheish Matir, and there is a Taruvis, but you're not allowed to be Matir. So if it's Bala Olam Taruvis, you're not being Matir, it prevented the Issa from setting in. So the Bi'ur HaGro says that's exactly the difference. Whether you need Sholosh Tarubis, when you need Shtei Tarubis, so the Rambam says by Egoizet Terech and Maid and Batan, this Chaticha Ruibis Kabbat, this kind of a thing, the first Tarubis is not called a Tarubis. Because the Dovah Choshev is Oymed Bechne Atzma. It's not called Shtei Tarubis till the Tarubis Ashlishis. So you have to have one of the first Tarubis fell into the second, one of the second fell into the third. So that's called Shtei Tarubis. Because the first one is not considered a tarubis, because you have ikva yisur, you have a bada yisur felim, and you said the yisur is oimet bifnei atzma, because it's a dovish of minyan, so it's not considered a tarubis. But by tabashel avodizor, the Rambam doesn't agree with Tosis. The Rambam was said shtei tarubis is enough, is lishitaso. That's what the Bi'ur HaGro says, that the Rambam did not understand like Tosis. They said tabashel avodizor is not butter because they sell. In the jewelry store, they sell every ring independently. They don't sell 5 pounds a ring. They don't sell it by the weight. They sell it by the unit. So if the Rambam would have learned like Tosis, it would have been the same. You would have required Sholosh Tarubis by the Tabar Shel Avodah Zarah. The Rambam holds, they're talking somehow about a ring that's not sold by the unit. You sell it by the weight. How much gold it has, that's how much you charge. You don't sell it by the unit. So it's not a dovish of minyan, not a chaticha or a skabek. It's only mishum chumri d'avod izor, it's not bobri. So the first tarubis was also tarubis. When you get to the second tarubis, that's already tarubis hashnir. So tarubis hashnir will make it. The shach doesn't give that answer. The shach assumes that it's all the same thing. He says avod izor is machomer, so you don't have to be machna. And it goes in perich as kalaya kerem. Or Orla, so there you have to be more machmir. So Balabatusha answer. But Bi'ur HaGro gave a whole Lomdusha answer over here to distinguish between the different types of tarubis, why it's not bottled. It is not bottled because it's not called a tarubis midirabbanan. The cane, the rice of the Bnei Adam not being bottled. So then the first tarubis is not called tarubis. They need a tarubis ashlishis to be called tarubis ashniyah. Here in this Tosfos, there's a topic that's negeh lahalacha. Much of the Tosfos is negeh lahalacha. Tosfos assume that if you have beitza sofik nolda beyantiv sofik nolda be'erev yantiv, so it's aser. Dov sheish matirin, even though it's only the rabbanan, you have to go to chumra. Then the sarvei b'acheres, it's already a sfek sveika. So if it's says, Tekstvek, who should be mutter? So Rabbi Natam says, Nisar Bacheris goes on Vada, it doesn't go on Sofer. So you look in the Ravid has Hasogas on the Balamor, they learned for Chavrusa, but they each wrote Hasogas on each other's Svarim. Balamor wrote Hasogas on the Balei HaNefesh, and the Ravid changed his mind every so often, because Balamor wrote Hasogas, so he writes. He changed his mind. And the Ravid wrote Hasogas on the Balamor, they both wrote Hasogas on each other. So the Ravid comes up over here with the cloud that's accepted in Yeridei Simikufiud, that Sofek Echa B'gufa, B'sechel V'gecha B'tarubis, doesn't count as a Svek, not accepted. Why not? The Chaber writes, not accepted, the Chaber and the Ramah, they both quote this Ravid, that Sofek Echa B'gufa, Sofek Echa B'tarubis, doesn't count. The Gemara in Ksuvah's Daf Tes has Sofek Tachtav Sadei, Ene Tachtav, Ene Tachtav, Sofek Be'en, Sofek Be'rotzen, they're both Svekas are B'gufa. And the Gemara in Zvachim, by the Tabash of Lavodah Sarish, and the Saber Bacheris, 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 so that's both Svekas are Bitarubis. But if one Sofek is B'gufa, one Sofek Bitarubis doesn't qualify. Why not? So the Shach there in Yeridei Simikuf Yud, Sifkot and Samach Gimel goes on and on and on for pages. So every paragraph he has Aleph, basis within Sifkot and Samach Gimel, this is Ois Aleph. So long, long Sifkot and goes on and on. So the Shach quotes a machlekes between the Beis Yosef and the Darkei Moshe. That's the Ramah on the bottom of the page of the tour. In Shulchan Aruch, they don't discuss it. But it's a crucial shaila. Rav Soloveitchik said it comes up all the time in the slaughterhouses. What if you have Sofek Echa B'Gufim, Sofek Echa B'Tarubis, the Noda Shtei Asvekes B'Vasachas? What's the reason why Sofek Echa B'Gufim, Sofek Echa B'Tarubis is not a Svek Svek? So the Beis Yosef held the reason why the Ravid said it's no good is because you have a Beitzosh and Sofek Nolda B'Yantiv, Sofek Nolda B'Erev Yantiv. So we should have normally said Sofek D'Rabban L'Kuda because Dav Shesh Matira say go L'Chumr. So it's already Ois G'Paskan L'Chumr. Then later on when it's Nisar V'Bacherois, so you can't be Mitzar P'tat Sofek. You're already Paskan L'Chumr on that. But if it would have been Nolda Shtei Asvekas B'Vasachas, let's say I didn't know anything about anything. I knew I had 5 eggs that were from before Yontem. Now all of a sudden I find that there were 6 eggs. So where did the extra egg come from? Oh, the hen laid an egg today. The hen, I knew about 5 eggs on Erev Yontem in the morning. And now I see that there were 6 eggs on Yontem. Now I see, I don't know whether the extra egg, the hen laid the egg on Erev Yontem or on Yontem, and whichever egg is the extra one, I don't know which one it is. They all look the same. So you can have a case, you can have a scenario, Sofek Echa B'Gufim, Sofek Echa B'Tarubis, the Noda Shtei Asvekas B'Vasachas. So the Beis Yosef would say, L'Hokkama, such a case. Because the only reason why Svek Sveke is not acceptable by Sofek Echa B'Gufim, Sofek Echa B'Tarubis, because the Noda Shtei Asvekas B'Zachazeh. So when the first Sofek came about, we said L'Chumer already. Usually say L'Chumer because it's a Sveka Deraisa. He said L'Chumer because it's a Dov Shesh Matirin. So once you pass on the Chumer, it's always get pass on the Rebbe. So you can no longer be Mitzarev that Sofek to constitute a Svek Sveka. And the Ramon, the Darkei Moshe, disagrees. And he holds that's not the reason why. Even though the Shtei Sveka is Bava Sachas, he would also say it's no good. Why? The two, to use Rabbi Soloveitchik's terminology, the two Svekas are incommensurate. One is Begufa, one is Betaruva, so they're not Mitzarevim Yachad to constitute a Svek Sveka. So they should say it comes up all the time in the slaughterhouse. The sheikh, let's say, chickens or turkeys on a conveyor belt, and the sheikh doesn't check the knife every single time he shechts another chicken. He shechts, let's say, 10, 15 chickens, 1, 2, 3, he shechts 15, then he checks the knife. Then, so if he finds that there's a begima, then he has to aser all of the last 10 chickens. Because you don't know when the begima developed. Maybe the begima developed before the first chicken, maybe developed after the 5th chicken, after the 7th chicken. You don't know, so you have to ask all the last chickens. So this shada comes up all the time. Let's say they shech different animals, and then they're boidik to see if there's a sirch on the reya. And then the animals are already mixed up when they discover that there's a sofik, that there's a sofik tray for some one animal. There's a sirch that's a sofik. Or let's say, this case. I shechted a chicken, and it's a sof, and then I find the knife has a begin. Sofik, whether the begin was there before I shechted or developed after I shechted, so it's only a sofik nevela, and this chicken already got mixed in with other chickens. So the latest asafik on both sveikas is bevasachas. I check the knife and I discover it has a begima, so it's already nisarif. It's a kvar nisarif. So in that case, it would be a machlokes, the Beis Yosef in the darkened Mishnah. Now, Soleitchik said that he had a tradition from his father. His father said, you can be maker like the Beis Yosef. You know, Ashkenazim usually paskin like the Ramo. And the Shach quotes the darkened Mishnah. The Ramo writes that even if no does shreya seikas bevasachas, he still says, is not acceptable. So his father was maker on this, maybe because the Balei HaTosfos hold that it's a Balei HaTosfos hold, not like the whole writer. The old Safigech Beguf and Safigech Betarubis is a Svek Svek. Whatever. That shadow comes up pretty well. Okay, very good. Very up a stone.